On Off by Colleen McCullough. Narrated by Lou Grenville. Disc 1.
Part 1. October and November, 1965. Chapter 1. Wednesday, October 6th, 1965. Jimmy woke up gradually, conscious at first of only one thing, the perishing cold. His teeth were chattering, his flesh ached, his fingers and toes were numb. And why couldn't he see? Why couldn't he see? All around him was pitch darkness, a blackness so dense he had never known anything like it. As he grew wider awake, he realized, too, that he was imprisoned in something close, smelly, alien, wrapped up. Panic set in, and he began to scream, to claw frantically at whatever was confining him. It ripped and tore, but when the Stygian coldness persisted after he managed to free himself, his terror drove him mad. There were other things, all around him, the same smelly kind of restraints, but no matter how he shrieked, ripped, tore, he couldn't find a way out, couldn't see a particle of light or feel a puff of warmth. So he shrieked, ripped, tore, his heart roaring in his ears, and the only noises his own. Otis Green and Cecil Potter came into work together, having hooked up on 11th Street with a broad grin for each other. Dead on 7 a.m., but wasn't it great not to have to punch a time clock? Their place of work was civilized, man, no arguments there. They put their lunch pails in the small stainless steel cupboard they had reserved for their own use. No need for locks, there were no thieves here. Then they started the business of their day. Cecil could hear his...